Willie Reppoli named his company the Immediate Theater Project, and watching Reppoli in rehearsal, the name is clearly appropriate. Sets are minimal and casts are small, and with his new original show called Burden, the cast begins and ends with Reppoli.
Let me start over. Hi, Anne. I'm in Portland, Oregon. And things are different. And, this is not how I planned for this to go.
The company's plays only look like they can be mounted immediately. What Reppoli really wants is to inspire immediate reactions from audiences.
When we started Immediate Theater Project, that was one of the chief benefits, was we could choose shows that we thought needed to be seen right now. But they would let an audience feel something that they wouldn't ordinarily feel.
Reppoli grew up in Charlotte and moved to Asheville in 2001. In between, he did small professional stage and screen work in New York and Atlanta, but never embraced the chase for fame. Instead, as a married father of two, Reppoli has relied on substitute teaching and the generosity of extended family to augment his occasional film work.
I didn't like getting headshots and going to auditions and just being part of a big machine of saying, I'm an actor for hire, sure I'll do this show, sure I'll do that show.
After moving to Asheville, Reppoli formed Immediate Theater Project, largely to create and stage contemporary adaptations of classic plays. Asheville's NC Stage asked him to produce shows in partnership, and it's worked well for both companies. Reppoli brings more spare, experimental work to Asheville's leading professional theater. For one show, the entire set consisted of nothing but construction pallets. And NC Stage brings more marketing muscle and a recognized name to Immediate Theater Project shows.
I want the money to go towards people and towards the story. Our focus has sort of become on simple, direct storytelling that speaks to the way that we live right now.
My name is JB, and I talked to a police officer, and I don't remember his name, but he...
Burden is the company's first original show. It came about after Reppoli couldn't secure affordable rights to produce All the King's Men.
Here's the thing. A friend of mine, somebody I know, died. What they don't know is I think I killed him. Yeah, so I just want to tell somebody here so they can do something to me.
Ron Bashford is a veteran stage writer in Asheville, and he went to Reppoli with an idea. Let's create a one-man show with all the elements you like about All the King's Men.
And then I was interested in the idea of not literally lying, but what it means to live a lie in a kind of subconscious way. When your behavior and the way you treat others is kind of driven by a false understanding of yourself.
Bashford and Reppoli began writing together by recording improvised conversations around certain themes, and they wound up keeping the false starts and stammers that often spreckle common speech.
We literally transcribed every every I. Our script is full of ellipses and dashes.
Anne was just his little sister, like when we were kids, but like when we would float like out in the bay, and just the water would hold us together forever.
Burden is on stage at NC Stage through May 20th. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.